Mark Mitchell's with us along with Stuart Nash for this Wednesday morning. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning, Mike. Good morning, Nashy. Hey, Mike, can I just ask a very quick question of Nashy? I've just come off a Zoom call with my local business association. Quick question. Why, when the rest of the country are in level two, HOSPO are still getting level four support, but when Auckland transitions back into level two, our businesses up here lose that support, and they actually need it to make that transition, otherwise they're going to have to lay staff off.
Yeah, good morning, Mike. Good morning, Mitch. How are you both?
Good
to be back again, Mike. Well, as you're well aware, Mitch, the second round of the resurgence payment kicks in this Friday, which is good to hear. And, Mike, if you want to know the numbers around how much businesses are getting this year, this time in the last lockdown, a business with about 10 employees would have received around $23,000 of support. This time they're getting around $35,000 in support.
Well, so the government is putting out
a lot more money to help these businesses.
The problem with the resurgence payment, by the way, the resurgence payment is good, but the problem with it is your second and third round, you've got a 3-week gap between them. So what are the businesses meant to do in the other 2 weeks?
Well, it was never going to be a weekly payment, but it's just there to help businesses pay fixed costs. You know, first of all, I will say that I know that HOSPO businesses are doing it extremely tough. I mean, a lot of businesses are doing it extremely tough, but HOSPO and tourism businesses especially so, when people can't go in. But we're doing everything we can. We've spent about $2.4 billion already helping businesses survive. But this is why, Mitch, we are going, we do the short, sharp lockdowns. You know, we've had about 521 days, that's my understanding, 521 days, which was pretty much business as usual, which we compared to nearly every single other OECD country. We had the most open economy over this whole COVID period.
The only thing, what I'd say to you, Nash, is this. You've got to make quicker decisions and you need more support around businesses because of the SMEs in my electorate now with the second hard lockdown are starting to go under, which is creating a whole lot of stress on people and employees. So although having support there is good, there's not enough support. And by the way, the my business association was telling me that, you and Grant keep meeting with the Auckland businesses and saying, you guys are doing the heavy lifting and you're important, hear all the platitudes, but where's the actual real support coming in? And, I'm being serious. We are now 4 weeks or 5 weeks into a level four lockdown. And I can tell you the first level four lockdown, the amount of correspondence that I'm getting from people with mental health issues and with businesses that are fundamentally going under, it's frustrating. The government needs to step in and actually provide more assistance.
Yeah, but let's not forget, and I want to reiterate this point, we have had 520, before this lockdown, 521 days where it was pretty much business as usual. We were almost living in a form of alternative reality as Australia, the United States, most of Europe, the UK were under different forms of lockdown or restrictions. We weren't. Don't get me wrong, Mitch. I do understand that people are doing it really tough, and especially so in Auckland. And you have my greatest sympathy. But what we are trying to do is sort of save lives, get people vaccinated. And the big message, and Mike, you've been pushing it. I've been really impressed with the way you've been going really hard on this, is actually the best way we can get back to some form of post-COVID normal is bloody well get vaccinated. So we all have a responsibility to ensure that everyone is out there getting vaccinated, not just for their own health, but for the health of their family.
For clarification's sake, Stuart, these chamber meetings that you've been having for level two support beyond the resurgence, beyond the wage subsidy, can we officially say there is nothing more coming as opposed to just stringing people along?
Well, Mike, out of the chamber meetings, we have put in a second round and a third round of the resurgence payment if necessary. As mentioned, businesses have actually ended up with more money and more support this time than they did during the last lockdown.
That's fine, but just for clarification's sake, this is it. There is no more. We're done.
Well, never say never, but at this point in time, we are not looking at further packages. But having said that, Mike, as I will reiterate, the resurgence payment second round starts on Friday. The Minister of Finance said there will be a third round if necessary.
Yeah. But that's all based on lockdown. Based on lockdowns. We shouldn't be in lockdown because you should have rolled out the vaccination way sooner. Mark, elimination, would you actually be doing anything different right here, right now, if you were running things?
No, we couldn't, because the reality of it is that the government had only one choice, and that was to put us into level four lockdown because we weren't vaccinated enough. They haven't rolled out the vaccine. and our health system would not cope with a massive Delta outbreak in the community. So what choice did we have? But just coming back to the level two, Nashi, is not business as usual. For HOSPO, that is not business as usual. They're still limited to the amount of people that they can actually have in their restaurant.
I'm well aware of that.
So they're going to need, they're going to continue to need some support. Otherwise, they're going to look at way of having to cut more costs, and that fundamentally means a rise in unemployment. They're going to have to let their people go. And one of our local restaurants here was saying that exact thing. Is if they transition out of level four into level three or two, or two ultimately, they still need support. Otherwise, they have to let people go.
Stuart, I think it was you last week telling us that there was some sort of announcement coming on immigration settings. Reason I'm asking about that is we're in trouble here. We're losing people already. Construction, nurses, aged care workers to places like Canada and obviously Australia. When's the immigration announcement coming?
Oh, look, the best, if you want to know what's happening with immigration, best get Chris Farfoy on the line. He's the immigration minister. But
have you seen him lately? No one seems to have seen him for months.
Well, what I can tell you is
can you GPS him right now? Tell me where he is right now. No one knows.
Well, you know, he's a very hard-working minister. He's got a number of really important, really big portfolios at this point in time.
Is he actually going to announce anything? We've got the RSE thing, which is good. It's not what it should be, but it's good. But what we need movement on immigration. When's that coming, roughly?
There is a lot of work being done in the immigration space. Mike, look, immigration, labour shortages are going to be a reality in the post-COVID world. In America, there are 9 million job vacancies. Now, I visited Watties, might have told you the story a couple of months ago. They recognise, you know, the new reality. So what they said to me is, you know what we're going to do? We're going to automate our peach line. Now, what they're doing is they're actually investing in technology and plant and machinery.
Are they going to automate aged care as well, are they? What, are you going to have a robot look after a 90-year-old?
No, they don't live here. I'm talking about the new reality here, where labour is going to be in shortage and the smart companies are investing in plant technology.
But, Nashi, he's not being glib. The question is, we've got a massive shortage of labour force and you know, professional services in New Zealand. You're talking about automating a peach...
Which is fine, but the question remains, is there an announcement coming on immigration settings or not?
Well, as mentioned, get Minister Farfoy on the line, but what I will say is there's a lot of work going on in the immigration space.
Yeah, but that's all you guys do. You say there's a lot of work, there's a lot of talk, there's a lot of meetings, but nothing actually ever happens. We need some action, need a plan, need an idea. Did you read Ian Taylor's piece in the Herald this week? Get the people in from business, get them in off the bench and let them help you.
Look, I have an immense amount of respect for Sir Ian Taylor. He's one of New Zealand's great businessmen, and he is one of the most innovative companies ever. I haven't read his piece, but again, what I can say, Mike, is we come out with our immigration reset that was a few months ago. Minister Farfoy is doing a substantial amount of work in this. Watch this space.
Well, watch it when? I mean, this year, this week, next month, is there something coming on, or you don't know?
Oh, well, look, you'll have to ask Minister Farfoy when he's going to make an announcement. But what I can say, and I'll just reiterate, mate, a lot of work is going on in here.
Oh, a lot of work,
That's all I hear from
I mean, the whole point of a lot of work is it culminates
but no
in something.
Ideas.
instead of finding Nemo, I think finding Farfoy.
Did you get anywhere, Mark, by the way, on your terror attack inquiry? Is that going anywhere or not?
No, we haven't had a response back from the government yet. We feel really strongly that we need an inquiry into this because we've got to get better. And I've just taken on the counter-terrorism role. My commitment is to work with the government, balancing that against holding the government to account to make sure that we don't have another tragedy like Linmore in our country.
What do you say, Stuart, to the Paige Harrops of this world, the sports people who can't get out and they can't get back, who can't, in other words, they can't make a living because of MIQ?
Well, I would say we're in unique times, and we all know this. And the thing about MIQ, Mike, it's about keeping our community safe, and we take this very, very seriously. We're pretty much tapped out in terms of MIQ. We get about 4,000 people coming
exactly.
in every fortnight.
It's because you've done nothing with MIQ. Things. Let me ask you this question. New South Wales are letting the Paralympians in to home ISO, right, when they come back. Why don't we do that?
So what did you say? They're doing what?
They're letting the Paralympians come back in home ISO. They don't go to MIQ anymore. They're going to trial home ISO for the Paralympians. Why don't we do that? Why aren't we letting sports people come back into the country?
Well, all our Olympians are coming back from a country where COVID is, you know, there are numerous outbreaks. You know, we think the best thing to do is to have them in managed isolation. I mean, maybe I'm wrong here, Mike, but I certainly haven't heard any Olympians whinge and bitch about the fact that they've got to stay in managed isolation.
No, because they had spots cleared for them. People who want to make a living as sports people can't get back into the country. Paige Harrop can't even leave the country because she can't get back in.
Yeah, they won't. Yeah, Mike,
this is unique times at the moment. This isn't.
Well, it's actually, see, Stuart, this is what I'm trying to point out to you. It's not actually that unique anymore. People do come home in countries to home isolate. They do rapid testing and PCR testing at airports and all of that sort of thing. There are lots of answers. It's just your government doesn't seem to want to deal with any of them.
I completely refute that, Mike. And what you heard Andrew Little talk about today is when we get the population vaccinated to a point where we can start implementing a number of these
procedures. What's the point?
Then it will be a lot easier. Well, 100%. Let's do 100%.
Well, okay, so the target's 100%, is it?
No. Well, you know what I mean. I agree with Andrew. I think that the tinfoil hat wearing brigade is probably around about 5%. I think there's about 95% of Kiwis who get the value proposition that if you get vaccinated and you have COVID, there are very high odds that you will, you'll end up with a little bit crook. If you are not vaccinated and you get COVID, the odds are you may well end up in hospital or worse. Yep. So just
Nashie, on the show in the first level before lockdown, we called on you guys to build dedicated MIQ facilities, which would be safer and increase capacity. We have got Kiwis, tragic cases of Kiwis trapped overseas that can't get home, including our athletes. So they don't mind going into MIQ. The fact is, because of your poor planning, we don't have enough MIQ capacity. Simple as that. And by the way, the system is not safe. But you guys, you say that we're in unique times. We are in unique times. You haven't made some of the important decisions on the front end.
Good discussion, guys. Appreciate it very much. We'll see you next Wednesday. Stuart Nash, Mark Mitchell.